You know, I have three daughters, and we all get along really well. We've never fought. Or even had an argument. But when we were planning their weddings, it got really stressful. Who do we invite to the wedding? We only had so many spaces. And our lists were too big. So my daughters told me to cut my list down. And I'm like, I'm paying for the wedding. I should be able to invite who I want. And so they take my list and they go through it. And they see a name and they go, I don't know this person. Should be on. And since she didn't know the person, she removed him. And I'm like, I've known this person since before you were born. They're my friends. I want them to share in my happiness. And today, that's what today's parable is about. The greatest celebration in the universe is about to happen. And God is inviting you to come and share in the joy. So let's look at Matthew 22, verse 1. Jesus spoke to them again in parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son." The wedding banquet is one of the most joyous occasions in Jewish life. You want to try this one? Okay. The celebration could last for a week. So to understand this parable, we need to understand Jewish weddings. So let's look at this next slide. This is Jewish wedding customs. First, the marriage contract is signed. The parents of the bride and groom agree to a contract. And that might be the first time the bride and groom actually ever meet. Then the couple is engaged and legally bound. They are considered married at this point, but they do not live together. The bride goes home with her father. And then we see that the groom leaves to go to his father's house to prepare a place for his bride. At his father's house, he builds on a room for his bride. That's why Jesus says, "I go to prepare a place for you." Right now, Jesus is preparing a place for us in heaven. And when the room is done, the groom returns to his bride without notice. And so then they have the wedding ceremony and the banquet. The celebration could go on for 7 days. So in this parable, the king wants to have a banquet for his son. And then Matthew 22:3, he sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent more servants and said, "Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fatted calf have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet."
马太福音22:3-4节说, 就打发仆人去请那些被召的人来复习，他们却不肯来。王又打发别的仆人说，你告诉那些被召的人，我的宴席都已经预备好了，牛和肥畜都已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来复习。
See, many had been invited.
很多人都被邀请了。
And they all RSVP'd.
他们都已经回复说他们要来了。
But when it came time for the banquet, they refused to come.
就在宴席开始之前，他们竟然都后悔了。
And so he sends out another invitation to them.
所以呢，王就送出了又把细节再送了一次。
So the oxen and the fatted calf have been ready. It's ready to eat.
这些肥牛都已经杀好，都是准备要吃了。
I mean, how can you refuse to come?
那你怎么能够拒绝这些五星级的菜肴呢？
They're serving prime rib.
这些都是高档高级的菜。
You know, oxen and fatted calf, two types of prime rib.
这些都是实在太好吃了。
I mean, what's wrong with those people?
这些人到底心里在想什么呢？
Those that were invited and refused to come represent the Jewish people.
那些被邀请却拒绝来的都是犹太人。
They said they wanted a Messiah.
虽然他们一直在等待弥赛亚的出现。
But when Jesus came, they rejected them.
但是当耶稣出现的时候，他们竟然就拒绝了他们，拒绝他。
And then we go to verse 5.
然后我们来看马太福音22章第5节。
Says, but they paid no attention and went off. And one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city.
那些人不理就走了。一个到自己的田里去，一个去做买卖去。其余的人拿住仆人。凌辱他们把他们杀了，王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。
So the servants were bringing a joyful message.
这些仆人带来都是喜酒的请帖。
But they were mistreated and killed.
但是他们被击打被杀了。
These messengers represent the Old Testament prophets.
这些送信的仆人代表是旧约里面的一些先知。
Including John the Baptist who was killed.
还包含这个施洗约翰被杀的。
And so since the invitation was rejected,
那既然这些邀请都被拒绝了。
Because his servants were mistreated and killed,
因为这些仆人都被杀了。
Says the king was enraged.
这些国王非常的愤怒。
He sent out his wrath.
就把他的军队送出去。
His army destroyed and burned the city and destroyed the people.
这些军队就把那些杀他仆人那些人全部杀了，就把他们家园给毁了。
And then verse 8 we see this.
在第八节里面这么说。
Then he said to his servants, the wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find. So the servants went out to the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests.
于是对仆人说，喜宴已经预备，只是所召的人不配，所以你们要往岔路上去，凡遇见的都召来复席。那些仆人就出去到道路上，凡遇见的不论善恶都召聚来，宴席上就坐满了客。
See, the king still wanted a full wedding hall.
这国王还是希望他的宴席大厅坐满了人。
And the king said, go and invite anybody you can find.
所以他叫他仆人去，只要在路上能够找到的人就全部请来。
Those people weren't invited the first time.
那些人在第一次上没有接受到邀请。
But invite the good and the bad.
所以他这次不管是好坏全部招来了。
Invite sinners and saints.
不管是罪人或是好的人都被邀请来了。
Anyone and everyone is welcome.
只要愿意来的全部都被邀请了。
And so, let's talk about what this parable means.
我们来谈一下这段比喻到里面在谈些什么。
The first point we see is the celebration begins when Christ returns.
所以呢，第一点就讲到宴席会在基督再来的时候开始。
See, Christ is away preparing a place for us right now.
耶稣就在为我们在预备将来要做的事情。
And he will return for us unexpectedly.
他会在我们都没有在预备的时候出现。
So the wedding celebration, this parable pictures the time when Christ returns to this world.
所以圣经用婚礼来描述基督再来之后的一个情景。
And so let's look at 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
我们来看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六节。
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, and the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.After that, he who is still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we all will be with the Lord forever. encourage each other with these words.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章啊十六节，对不起，四章十六节。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死的人必先复活，以后我们 这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
If you have trusted in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are saved.
如果你已经接受耶稣基督为你个人救主，你是已经得救的了。
But your salvation is not complete until Jesus Christ returns for us.
但是我们的救恩还没有完整，只等到耶稣基督的再来。
Christ is the bridegroom.
基督就是那新郎。
And he's coming back for his bride, the church.
他要再来，要迎接这个新娘，就是教会。
Only then will we receive our glorified bodies, bodies designed for eternity.
只等到那个时候我们才能够得到救恩，这个救恩就代表我们要得到一个荣耀不朽坏的身体。
I'm looking forward to that glorified body.
我真的很期待在那一时刻我们得到一个完全荣耀完全不会朽坏的身体。
Then I hope all my hair will return.
然后我希望我的头发就在长回来了。
Our second point is this, God invites you to join the celebration.
第二点就是神邀请我们参加这个宴席。
See, who do you invite to a wedding?
如果是你，你会邀请谁来参加你的婚宴呢？
You invite the people you care about.
你邀请那些你所在乎的、关心的。
It's people you love.
那些人你所喜爱的。
Maybe someone who was important to you in your past.
也许那些人对在过去对你的生命很重要的。
God wants you to be there.
但是神希望每一个人，你我都在那里。
That's why he invites you to come to the celebration.
所以他邀请我们每一个人来参加这个婚宴。
When a husband and wife get married, they start a new life.
当夫妻双方在一起结婚的时候，他们开始一个崭新的生活。
When Jesus returns to us, we start our new life in heaven.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，我们在天上开始一个全新崭新的生活。
So make no mistake, God cares about you.
所以绝对不要误会，神在乎我们每一个人。
He loves you.
他喜爱你我每一位。
And you are important to him.
你我对耶稣基督都很重要。
See, in this parable, the first invitation went to the Jewish people.
所以呢，在这个比喻里面说到，这个邀请先临到犹太人。
Because they were heirs of the first covenant.
因为他们是神跟他们是有约的。
But then it was extended to everyone.
但是现在这个邀请已经临到我们在座的每一位。
The Jews and the Gentiles.
不管是犹太人或是外邦人，包含你和我。
Gentiles are non-Jewish people.
这些外邦人就是指非犹太人。
Everyone is welcome to come.
天地间世界上每一位都被邀请了。
You know, even after the first invitation, the king kept sending more invitations.
即使第一次邀请被拒绝了，但是那个王一直不断地在送出邀请函。
Right now we live in what's called the age of grace.
今天我们活在这个恩典的时代里。
This time period we live in, God gives us an opportunity to trust in Jesus as our Savior and Lord.
在这个恩典的时代里面，神给我们每一个人机会去接受耶稣基督的这个救恩，成为我们永生的救赎。
He wants us to come to His celebration.
他希望我们每一个人都能够进入他的乐园里面来享受这个欢宴。
The third thing we see is that God wants you to share in His happiness.
第三点我们要看到的就是神真的很愿意与我们每一个人分享他的喜乐。
Weddings are a time of great joy and happiness.
婚礼是一个非常欢乐的时候。
We celebrate that couple getting married and starting a new life together.
我们叫庆祝这对新人他们从开始一个崭新的生活。
My wife and I knew it was a hope, the hope of grandchildren was coming.
那对牧师而言呢，他是希望他将来有一个孙子孙女的出现。
And the food is usually really good.
那食物是非常好吃的。
Everyone is satisfied.
每一个人都得到了饱足。
Everyone is filled with joy.
每一个人都充满了喜乐。
And that's just a little picture of what heaven looks like.
那只是在这属天的喜乐当中的一小部分。
God says, I want you to come share in my joy and happiness.
神真的很希望你我每一个人都来跟他与他来分享。
Ephesians 1:3 says this.
以弗所书这边说。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
See, God is a giver.
神是一个供应者。
And he just wants to give you every spiritual blessing.
他真的很希望把那属天的福分加添在每一个人的身上。
But our sinful bodies cannot accept them all.
但是我们的身上的罪成为我们领受的祝福的拦阻。
We can only get a taste of those blessings on earth.
我们只能够尝到那一点点天上属天的喜乐。
But in heaven, he can give us everything.
当有一天我们到天上的时候，他将把这个属天的福分倾倒在我们身上。
And he wants us to experience all his joy and blessings.
他希望我们每一个人都能够经历这个属天的福分。
Now the Jewish wedding celebration would last 7 days.
那犹太人的婚宴会有七天之久。
But heaven celebration will last an eternity.
如果但是在天上，这个婚宴将是直到永恒。
Now we see in our fourth point is that everyone has a choice to make.
好，我们看看第四点，每一个人都需要做一个选择。
When you read the story, you see a very profound truth.
如果当你看到这个比喻的时候，你看到一个很重要的一个真理在里面。
It's not that the invited guests could not come.
并不，那些被邀请的并不是他们不能来。
They would not come to the celebration.
而是他们真的不愿意来。
See, God lets us choose.
神给我们一个选择的机会。
We have free will.
我们有一个自由意志来选择。
You can say yes, God, or no to God.
你可以说好，也可以说不要。
And what's interesting, they said no in two different ways.
他们用两种方法来表达他们的拒绝。
Some exercise passive disobedience.
有些人是用一个很消极、用被动的方式。
They just ignored the invitation.
他们就是完全忽略了这个邀请。
They were apathetic to God.
他们对神的邀请一点胃口都没有。
They went about their own business.
他们只想在乎他们自己的事情。
They had better things to do than spend time with God.
他们认为他们自己有更重要的事情，要比与神这个亲近更重要。
Are you too busy for God?
你是不是我们的日常生活中是不是太忙了，以至于我们无法与神亲近？
Do you just ignore His invitation to meet with you every day?
我们是不是因为我们的工作的关系，我们生活的关系，我们拒绝了跟神亲近的时刻？
Do you let the mundane things of life keep you from the Creator of the universe?
我们是不是让我们四周围的事情，我们周遭的那种琐事，让我们远离了神？
This describes our world today, passive disobedience.
这是形容，这就在描述今天的社会的光景，这种消极又消极的这种方式。
They ignore God and do their own thing.
我们忽略了神，我们只顾做自个的事。
Now others rejected the invitation with outright rebellion.
那另外一部分人，另外的人，他们是用暴力的方式来拒绝神。
They seized the servants.
他们把这个仆人给捆绑起来。
They beat them and killed them.
他们把他击打，然后呢，致死。
Now, what's interesting, it didn't matter if they were passive or rebellious.
所以不论是用消极被动的，还是用暴力的方式。
They both rejected God's invitation and suffered the same consequence.
这些人他们都拒绝了神，他们也要尝到这个苦果的下场。
The king sent the army and burned the city.
所以这王送出的军队把这个他们的家园给烧了。
When we reject God's invitation, we lose everything.
当我们拒绝了神的邀请的时候，我们将要失去一切。
We lose our own lives.
我们甚至要失去自己的生命。
And this is a picture of hell.
这就是地狱的景象。
So those who ignored the invitation chose their own punishment.
所以那些拒绝神的人就是选择了他们自己的将要得到的刑罚。
And the master respects their invitation by making the master respects their choice not to come by making it permanent.
神呢尊重我们每一个人的选择。
And so they never tasted the joy of heaven.
所以那些凡是拒绝神的人，他们永远都没有机会尝到天国的滋味。
And so what choice are you making?
那今天我们要做什么样的决定呢？
Now our fifth point says that come, when we come to the banquet, if we say yes, come clothed in Christ's righteousness.
那第五点，我们是来披戴耶稣基督的公义。
Now the biggest question in my family when we get invited to a banquet is this.
当我在结婚的时候，我家人最担心的事情是。
What shall I wear?
那我作为一个新郎，我要穿什么呢？
For us men, it's no problem. We just wear the dark suit.
对男人没有问题，我们就穿深色西装就好了。
For our wives, it's a dramatic decision.
但是对新娘而言，那是一个很难的决定。
It's like a drama-filled decision.
那是一个这个起起落落情绪的起伏。
First words I hear, I don't know what to wear.
一开始我听到说，我不知道该穿什么好。
I need to go shopping.
我需要去买些新衣服。
After my first daughter got married, my wife spent hours shopping for a dress.
那我的女儿第一个女儿结婚之后呢，结婚的时候，我太太陪他们花了好几个小时时间去买衣服。
And then when my second daughter was getting married, she goes, I don't have anything to wear.
当我第二个女儿结婚的时候，我太太说我都没有衣服可穿。
And she's like, I'm like, just wear the same dress you wore to the first one. You only wore it once.
那我就跟她说，你就穿你第一个女儿结婚礼的礼服就好了，你才穿过一次而已。
And she's like, I can't do that. Everyone know I wore the same dress.
所以的师母就说我不能啊，因为每个人都知道我穿过了一次。
And I'm like, they're focusing on the bride, not you.
所以我说，大家都会把重点放在新娘上面，不会放在你身上。
But when we come to God's wedding celebration,
当我们看到来到神为我们预备这羔羊的宴席的时候
，God provides the wedding clothes.
神给我们每一个人都准备了那婚宴的礼服。
We see this in Matthew 22:11.
我们看到在马太福音22:11。
But when the king came to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. Friend, he asked, how did you get in here without wedding clothes? The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are invited, but few are chosen.
马太福音22:11-14说王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没穿礼服的，就对他说，朋友，你来到这里怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。于是王对使唤的人说，捆他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，那里在那里必要哀哭切齿了，因为被召的人多，选上的人少。
See, the king was gracious.
所以这个王是非常非常有恩典的。
Because there were poor and homeless people in the group.
所以他邀请的都是这些穷的很困苦的人。
He provided everybody with wonderful wedding clothes.
所以他给每一个来参加的宾客准备一个上好的礼服。
So that everybody was properly attired.
所以每一个人都是能够盛装的赴宴。
So the poor did not feel embarrassed.
所以那些穷的人困苦的人不会觉得不好意思。
And as the king is sharing the joy and seeing people, he sees one man without the clothes on.
但是呢，这个王在这个宴客当中发现有一个人。
When he asked him why not, why weren't you wearing the clothes, he remained speechless.
他问他说，你为什么不盛装赴宴呢？但是那个人无话可说。
See, it would be a gross insult to the king to refuse to wear the garment that he provided.
但是这个人因为他没有穿王所提供的这个礼服，对王而言，这是一个很大的一个羞辱。
You dishonor the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就是没有把这个尊荣这个荣耀归给我们的耶稣基督。
When you come dressed in your own self-righteousness,
当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们用我们竟然自以为意。
When you come thinking that you're good enough for heaven,
事实上我们有时候自以为意，觉得自己可以来到上帝天堂里。
After all, he suffered on the cross for our sins.
在耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And when we come to Christ, we must come clothed in his righteousness.
所以我们来到神的面前的时候，我们要穿戴基督的公义。
And like this man, he was cast out.
这个人呢就被丢出去了。
To a place of suffering and separation.
在那个地方是一个没有神的地方，是与神分离的地方，它是一个痛苦的地方。
See, this addition to this parable says we're personally responsible.
所以呢，这个比喻里面说到一件事情，我们每一个人自己要对自己的选择来负责。
You are personally responsible to put on Jesus Christ.
我们自己要对我自己的行为要来负责，我们要来穿戴耶稣基督公义的。
We come to heaven on God's terms, not ours.
我们来到神的面前是按照神的标准，不是按照我们自己的方法。
We can't come to God wearing our sins and selfishness.
我们不可能带着我们自己的罪和自私来到上帝的面前。
We can't come thinking we are good enough.
我们不可能来到神的面前觉得我们自己够好了。
Galatians 3:26.
在加拉太书3:26。
You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
所以你们因信耶稣基督都是神的儿子。
And so,
你们受洗归入基督都是披戴基督了。
And so putting on the wedding garment is a symbol of accepting Christ's righteousness.
所以穿上婚礼的这个礼服代表就是披戴基督那圣洁公义。
When we clothe ourselves with Christ, we are trusting in Him.
我们当穿上这个公义圣洁的袍的时候，就表示我们把我们自己这个信心放在神的手里。
And when God sees us in Christ's wedding clothes, He calls us a children, His children.
当神看到我们都在披戴耶稣基督的圣洁公义的时候，他称我们都是他的儿女。
We are friends of God.
我们都是上帝的朋友。
And so this parable is saying you can't just show up in heaven.
所以这比喻就说明了我们不可能在天堂里面做一个不速之客。
You can't just hope to slip into heaven at the last minute.
我们不可能在最后一刻的时候呢偷偷的溜进去。
In the parable of the good and faithful servants,
做一个良善又忠心的仆人。
The good and faithful servants revealed their faithfulness by the fruit of their work.
良善和忠心的仆人他们是用他们忠心的服事来表现出他们对神的忠心。
God is patient.
神是有耐心的。
But he will not tolerate wickedness forever.
但是呢他不能对我们所做这些邪恶的事情一再的容忍。
Judgment will come on those who reject his salvation.
审判终将要临到那些拒绝神的人。
And so Christ concludes this parable with a sad fact.
所以在这个比喻结束的时候带出一个非常严肃的警告。
That many are invited, but few are chosen.
被邀请的人很多但是能够进入神的宴席里面的人很少。
In other words, many people hear God's call.
另外一个说法就是很多人都听到上帝 的福音。
But only a few will say yes and come.
但是愿意接受相信的人却不多。
Have you said yes to God yet?
你在座的每一位你曾经跟上耶稣基督的福音 说好我要接受吗?
Will you be there in heaven?
你会在天堂里面与我们一起同在与神同在吗
Have you clothed yourself with the righteousness of Christ?
你我都已经披上了耶稣基督圣洁和公义的袍吗
See, our last point says that God wants you to come home.
最后一点我们看到神希望我们每一位都回转。
If there's one thing you remember about this sermon, it's this.
如果有一件事情你们要谨记在心的就是
God's greatest desire is to save you.
神最渴望事情就是把他的救赎临到我们每一个人。
He wants you to spend eternity in heaven.
他希望我们每一个人与他在天堂里在乐园里面永远同在。
Ever since Adam and Eve sinned against God and were kicked out of the garden,
当亚当夏娃在创世开始的时候被赶出伊甸园的时候
He's been waiting for us to come home.
我们的神就一直在等候我们回转归向他。
The way home is through Jesus Christ.
这个回转归向的道路就是接受耶稣基督。
All you have to do is accept the invitation and come.
你所要做的，我们所要做的就是只要接受这个邀请。
And yet so many in this world today say no.
但是有许许多多人就是拒绝了。
Pastor John MacArthur makes this statement.
现在有一位著名的牧师约翰麦克阿瑟这么说。
God is more willing to save sinners than sinners are to be saved.
神比任何人都更愿意来拯救罪人。
God wants to fill heaven with the people he loves.
他希望我们的神希望在他天堂里面每一个角落都充满了他所拯救的人。
All who were made in his image and likeness.
你我都是用他的他的形象所造的。
And he wants you to be there when the celebration starts.
他希望我们每一个人都在宴席的座位当中。
Revelation 21:1 shows what the celebration looks like.
在启示录21章1到4节里面这么说。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven with God, from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them,They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
启示录21章1到4节正在描述那个羔羊的宴席将来是新天新地的一个景象。我又看见一个新天新地因为先前的天地已经过去了海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降预备好了就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫我听见有大声音从宝座出来说看哪神的帐幕在人间他要与人同住他们要做他的子民神要亲自与他们同在做他们的神神要擦去他们一切的眼泪不再有死亡也不再有悲哀哭嚎疼痛因为以前的事都过去了
When we enter heaven, all the promises will be fulfilled.
当我们进入天堂之后，所有的应许都实现了。
All your prayers will be answered.
我们的每一个祷告都被实现了。
And God, we'll see God face to face.
我们将要与神面对面。
And he will personally wipe away every tear from your eye.
他会用他的手来把我们眼中的泪水通通抹去。
There is no more death or mourning.
不再有死亡，不再有悲哀。
No more crying, no more pain.
不再有哭嚎，不再有疼痛。
A new life and a new experience await us.
以前都过去了，将是一个全新崭新的开始。
Jesus is saying, I'm coming soon.
耶稣说，我将再来。
The celebration is about ready to start.
耶稣说 我要来了，这个羔羊的宴席即将要开始。
Come now, everything's ready.
来吧，都准备好了。
And so I ask you, will you accept God's invitation?
现在我们在问在座的那一位，你愿意接受神为我们预备的羔羊宴席的邀请吗？
Will you come to Jesus?
你愿意来到耶稣基督的面前吗？
Will you be there in heaven?
我们真的很希望你在天堂里，你能在那里吗？
You must choose to come.
今天这个时候，你需要接受耶稣基督对你的邀请。
Maybe you're already a believer.
也许你已经是一个信徒了。
God asks you, will you invite people to join you there?
神希望所有的信徒去邀请你的朋友、你的亲人一同来参加。
We are the messengers. We carry the invitation.
我们是那福音的使者，我们在乎我们四周围那些还没得到福音的人。
So today, I want you to think about where you're at with our Lord Jesus Christ.
对，今天这时候，我们一起来审视我们现在与我们耶稣基督之间的关系。
Are you doing your own thing?
你还在做自己的事情吗？
Or are you following him to heaven?
还是你要跟随他到天堂乐园里去？
Let's pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father, we just thank you that you love us so much that you invited us to be saved.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你的爱。你邀请我们 来领受这个永生的救赎。
You invite us to spend eternity in heaven.
你邀请我们与你一同在天国里面永远到永恒。
And even though we're sinners separated from you,
虽然我们是罪人，这罪隔离的与我们跟你隔离了。
You let Jesus die on the cross for sins to pay our sin debt.
你将你的爱子耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪付上了赎罪祭。
And he rose from the dead to show that he can keep his promises.
他从死里复活，代表了他能够回应这个应许，这个邀请。
And if there's someone here today, Father, who needs to say yes, I pray that they will say yes to you.
这当中有许许多多人今天要需要来接受这个邀请，我现在为你们来祷告。
I pray, Father, that they will stop listening to the lies of the devil.
我现在求神让你来拒绝那些魔鬼撒旦对你的攻击和谎言。
Stop relying on their own good works.
不是完全不是靠自己的所做的。
And put their faith in Jesus.
只是把你的信心完全仰望在耶稣基督的手上。
Father, we just thank you for loving us so much.
父神，我们感谢你爱我们这么多。
And we commit our lives to follow you.
我们立定心志来跟随你。
All the way to heaven.
直到我们的见你的面。
For it's in your Son's name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告，阿门。Amen.